Hello, mental health champs, and a warm, warm welcome to yet another episode on the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice for the first time, well, you're listening to the Mental Health Podcast, and I am your host, Irike Tomafibo. The Mental Health Podcast was created out of the depth of my heart to show up, speak up, and be boldly honest about my beliefs in magic, and also to create even more awareness on mental health and mental health challenges. And any episode reach your heart or leave a spark within, leave a review and share with your friends so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt sparks. And I believe in synchronicity and not coincidence. So if you find yourself listening to any of these episodes, maybe there's a jewel for you in here especially. And maybe heartbeat by heartbeat, we'll all be able to make the world a more loving and kinder place where human emotions are prioritized even more. So sit back as we dive into today's episode. Hi everyone. Well, it's 3 a.m. Nigerian time and I'm not sleeping. You know, I woke up and I could not sleep anymore, and you know, I had an idea of creating something. I had an inspiration, let's put it like that. So I picked up my phone and, you know, made this episode completely clueless of, you know, what I'm about to say or what I'm going to say. But I just trust that whatever I'm going to say today is going to inspire you to live your life, live your best life. So let's sit back, let's put on our headsets, and also trust that our intuition guided us to this very moment. So let's simply be as we dive into today's episode. So today I'm going to be talking about embracing change and uncertainty that comes with living, that comes with life. Are we ready? I know I am. I'll be right back. Change can be scary. And uncertainty can be unsettling. We naturally crave stability and security. And when those things are disrupted, it can leave us feeling vulnerable and unsure of what's next. But here's the thing though, change is inevitable and uncertainty is a natural part of life. But it's how we choose to respond to these challenges that determines whether we will thrive or struggle. So if you are feeling apprehensive about a big change in your life, or you are struggling with uncertainty in your life right now, I want you to know that you are not alone. We've all been there. But I want to use this opportunity to encourage you to shift your perspective and see these challenges as an opportunity for growth and new experiences. It is through facing our fears and taking risks that we discover our true potentials and we also find success. When we embrace change with an open mind and a willingness to learn, we create the space for growth and transformation. And also, when we approach uncertainty with curiosity and a sense of adventure, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities as well. So, my darling, if you are facing a big change or you are feeling uncertain about the future, I challenge you to lean into the discomfort. And I want you to recognize that discomfort
is actually where the growth happens, and that you have the strength and the resilience to overcome any challenge that comes your way. And I want you to remember that life will always be full of surprises and unexpected twists and turns. But it's actually how we respond to those challenges that defines who we are and who we become. So I encourage you today to embrace change and curiosity and uncertainty with courage and curiosity. You may just discover the paths that you never even knew existed.
Now, how do we embrace change and uncertainty in our lives? Well, by practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness is practicing, you know, being present in the very moment without judgment or distraction. Now, when we are mindful, we can better observe and accept our thoughts and emotions, even when they are uncomfortable or challenging. The next important thing we need to learn how to do is stay curious. Instead of fearing the unknown, approach it with curiosity and a sense of wonder. Ask questions, explore new ideas, and be open to different perspectives. You need to learn how to take risks. Embracing change and uncertainty often requires taking risks and stepping out of our comfort zone. And we should be willing to try new things, take new chances, even if we're not sure of how the turnout will be. And most importantly, we should learn to cultivate gratitude. Gratitude can help us shift our focus from what we don't have to what we do have. We should learn how to take time to appreciate the blessings in our lives, even in times of uncertainty. We should learn how to appreciate, even be grateful for even small mercies. And I want us to remember that embracing change and uncertainty is not always easy, but it can lead to growth, transformation, and new opportunities. And by practicing mindfulness, staying curious, taking risks, and cultivating gratitude, we can learn to embrace change and uncertainty as a natural part of life. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, stay curious, and I want you to keep embracing change. This is where I draw the curtain on today's episode, Embracing Change and Uncertainty. You're listening to the Mental Health Podcast, and I am your host, Erike Tomafevo, and I'm signing out now. Don't forget to reach out to us on Instagram at @TheMentalHealth_podcast_. And if you're a Spotify user, don't forget to use the Q&A section and the poll as well and tell us what you think about this episode. We absolutely love your feedbacks and we appreciate them moving forward. Till next time, don't forget I love you, but God loves you more.